Be reconciled to thy brother, August 2nd. Confession. Therefore if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way, first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Then there are confessions that the Lord has bidden us to make to one another. If you have wronged your brother by word or deed, you are first to be reconciled to him before your worship will be acceptable to heaven. Confess to those whom you have injured, and make restitution, bringing forth fruit meet for repentance. If anyone has feelings of bitterness, wrath, or malice toward a brother, let him go to him personally, confess his sin, and seek forgiveness. From Christ's manner of dealing with the erring, we may learn profitable lessons which are equally applicable to this work of confession. He bids us go to the one who has fallen into temptation, and labor with him alone. If it is not possible to help him, because of the darkness of his mind and his separation from God, we are to try again with two or three others. If the wrong is not righted, then, and only then, we are to tell it to the church. It is far better if wrongs can be righted, and injuries healed, without bringing the matter before the whole church. But the question of how and to whom sin should be confessed, is one that demands careful, prayerful study. We must consider it from all points, weighing it before God, and seeking divine illumination. There is power and permanency in what the Lord does, whether he works by human instrumentality or otherwise. Hearts that are under the influence of the Spirit of God will be in sweet harmony with his will.